This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Daryl
and Chris,
and you can call in and chat with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We had been talking about a doctor down in North Carolina who ran into some problems with a certificate of need.
That's called a CON.
Yes, the abbreviation is CON.
And they use it frequently when they discuss these, and no, you need a CON if you want to do this.
Yeah, and even though he was told that he needed this certificate of need to be able to purchase an MRI so that he could open up an office and offer MRIs to people in the Winston-Salem area for about $500.
Yep.
He was also told that he was not allowed to even apply for a CON because, see, a group of people in Raleigh had determined that there are no more MRI machines that are needed.
No, there are plenty of places.
Winston-Salem.
Yeah, you can go to lots of hospitals, local hospitals, and get your $24,000 MRI from them.
Yeah, so we don't need any more MRI machines, so Dr. Singh, you can't even apply for the CON that you need. Again,
That's the
bureaucratic equivalent of being arrested solely for resisting arrest.
And I love the fact that this doctor, who's got some cash behind him, you know,
yes,
he's talking about buying a $750,000 machine.
Yes.
$750,000 for an MRI, plus all the other equipment he'd need, plus all the other certifications and all the good stuff. The guy's obviously got some cash. He actually has his own surgery practice, too.
Right.
So he's not hurting, but he's challenging this. He's taking it to the... He's basically charging them with it's an unconstitutional law, and that's what he should do. He's going to fight this.
Yeah.
He's got the fine folks at the Institute for Justice behind him.
Yeah, and this is something that I definitely want to try keeping an eye on.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those things that I might not remember every week to check on, but, you know, the wheels of justice, they turn us slowly.
There are these things called Google News Alerts, and this will be a good one to add to mine.
But, you know, IJ, the Institute for Justice, they wound up helping out in Arizona the ladies that were doing horse massage.
Right, right.
Where some bureaucrat said, oh, do you want to massage a horse? Well... You need both a veterinarian's license and a massage therapist license.
Yes, yes.
Because you're doing massage on animals.
God forbid. I sometimes massage my cats. I wonder how many laws...
Are you admitting to breaking the law, Chris?
I wonder how many laws I may be violating by giving my cats a nice little massage every once in a while.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, changing from one... Well, fairly corrupt government to what appears to be another one.
I just love, this is my favorite word in this story.
Impeach?
Impeach. It's one of my favorites. I wish we used it more often.
Yeah, so we teased this at the beginning of the show. Chris, you've got a story out of West Virginia.
Yep.
Country Roads, Take Me Home, something, something, John Denver. Apparently the entire West Virginia Supreme Court is getting impeached.
That's the hope. Well, at least that's my hope, and I'm sure a lot of other people. West Virginia House panel votes to impeach entire Supreme Court. This comes to us from NPR. See, we use lots of different news sources for our stories. West Virginia's House...
I don't know why so many libertarians, and I'm using the term very loosely there, a lot of libertarians seem to despise NPR. Is it because some of their funding is taxpayer funding?
Yeah.
Or is it because they quote-unquote, lean to the left?
Probably a little bit of both. So, you know, they typically, a lot of their writing will, I would say it's more or less down the middle, but it, when it does lean, it tends to lean to the left. That's the first thing. And secondly, yeah, it is the National Public Radio Incorporated. This is a corporation that is partially funded through tax dollars, and people have an issue with that.
Right. I have an issue with that as well, but I'm not going to discount every piece of news that they put out as some kind of, you know, something propaganda.
Right.
Which there are some people that, you know, call themselves libertarian. I think they're actually conservatives. That they just want to discount anything that comes from any source that's not Fox News or InfoPlanet.
Right. That's like saying that everything the CNN puts forth is false.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A lot of people will feel that way. Again, approved on Tuesday afternoon. Well, actually, I didn't even get through the first sentence. West Virginia's House Judiciary Committee has adopted articles of impeachment against all four justices on the state Supreme Court of Appeals, accusing the judges of a range of crimes and throwing the court's immediate future into disarray. Approved on Tuesday afternoon, the articles of impeachment recommend that the entire bench, Chief Justice Margaret Workman, Justice Alan Lowry, Justice Robin Davis, and Justice Elizabeth Walker, be impeached for, quote, maladministration, corruption, incompetency, neglect of duty, and certain high crimes and misdemeanors, unquote. I wish I read this every day in headlines.
I'm curious if these judges didn't wind up yelling "Go Mountaineers" at, you know, the crack of dawn. Like, what was their incompetence, neglect of duty, and quote certain high crimes and misdemeanors?
We're going to get into it because there's a lot of it. By law, West Virginia has five Supreme Court justices who are elected to 12-year terms, but the bench was reduced to four in July when Justice Manus Ketchum resigned. Abruptly announcing his retirement just as impeachment proceedings were set to begin.
Manus Ketchum. Doesn't that sound like some...
No.
Like a cartoon villainous corrupt sheriff?
I'm good with that. I'm trying to keep this from straying into West Virginia jokes.
Manus Ketchum.
Many of
and
the,
I'm the sheriff around here. We gonna catch him. We gonna catch him good.
Many of the articles take aim at Lowry, whom a federal grand jury indicted in June on a number of serious charges that included fraud, witness tampering, and lying to federal investigators. The investigation into Lowry centered on his use of official vehicles, the expensive renovation of his Supreme Court office, and his moving of a valuable and historic, quote, Cass Gilbert desk from a Capitol building to his home office.
What is a Cass Gilbert desk?
To Google. We will Google that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Google this, and while we figure out what a Cass Gilbert desk is and all of the other high crimes and misdemeanors of the West Virginia Supreme Court, let's go to New Mexico, where we've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So the last year here in New Mexico, so our auto-related accident fatalities was more than all of the violent crimes combined. So I think we had Albuquerque, we had like, 47th homicide this year, believe it or not.
That's pretty low.
I mean, just for, we're talking about just Albuquerque, and I'm talking about the whole New Mexico is probably about maybe 70 or 80, who knows. And we have a lot of, suicide by gun shooting. I don't know what the actual number is. But even all of that, as I have always said, our auto-related fatalities, numbers excel all the violent crimes.
So, Sarah, I'm going to ask once again, and I've asked you this question numerous times, is the solution here to just prohibit cars from existing?
Well, you know something? We're doing a lot of like a lot of road designs here.
Yeah, that was not my question.
Should they?
Do you want to ban cars, yes or no?
No, we need cars. We do. But...
Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. That's how you can call in and join us and talk about whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about the West Virginia Supreme Court. Apparently all facing impeachment after some legislative committee there in the Mountain State put forth articles of impeachment recommending that the entire bench be impeached for maladministration, corruption, incompetency, neglect of duty, and certain high crimes and misdemeanors. We were getting into that. We'll get back into that, plus your calls and thoughts. But first, want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Now, yes, it's a good site to go to learn about Bitcoin. Get all kinds of news about other cryptocurrencies as well. But they want you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. And the reason they want you to know about SaveAtPurse.com is that SaveAtPurse.com is now directly accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH. They had been accepting Bitcoin, BTC, for, well, ever since they've been around. And they had been accepting some of what are referred to as alternative currencies or altcoins using Shapeshift. They got rid of the Shapeshift integration not too terribly long ago and started taking Bitcoin Cash directly, BCH. SaveAtPurse.com allows you to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway through Amazon. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Kraz calling in. Kraz, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I just want to get an opinion on the blacks. You know, I think they should be put back into slavery.
Well, wow, that's absolutely horrible. And no, we don't support anyone being enslaved at all.
Nah.
Slavery is bad.
And we occasionally get some crank callers like that one or people that just identify with some really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Farrell, I don't really think that slavery was a good thing. I'm kind of glad we did away with it. I don't agree with the means that we did go with a whole civil war that killed 750,000 Americans. I didn't like that part.
Yeah.
But
and
I know
then even the war didn't even necessarily end slavery.
Oh, it certainly did.
It wound up being the 15th Amendment?
Yes.
Or yes. 13th? Well, one of those two.
Yeah.
13th, 14th, and 15th were all passed about the same time.
Yeah, Reconstruction amendments, yes.
So those were the things that actually wound up eliminating slavery, and I'm using air quotes there, because it still allows for slavery to exist in certain cases, and the California Fire organization that is just referred to as Cal Fire, they were actually bragging recently about the use of slave labor to wind up fighting some of those forest fires out in California.
Right.
Now, they didn't call it slave labor. They said volunteer inmates.
Yes.
Inmates.
Volunteering, yes.
That their options are basically, do you want to go fight this fire or go to solitary confinement? Oh, and when you get out of jail or prison, don't actually go apply for a job at the fire department because you've got a criminal record and we're not allowing them to hire you.
Can't really do that.
Yeah, go fight this fire.
Yeah.
You brave, brave slave.
Exactly.
No, slavery is horrible in whatever form.
Yep. So in addition to doing away with things like that, we need to get rid of selective service, too, which is another form of slavery. I hate to break that to you, people who think, well, everybody ought to do a few years in the military. No. If somebody else is picking your occupation for you, making you do it, even regardless of your objections or threatening you with it, that violates any ideas of liberty. We're going to hop back into this story.
Hold on. Before we do,
oh,
what about jury duty?
Agreed. Also slavery.
Yeah, and did you hear
the
story?
A mild form.
It's very mild, and you know, it's only like one day, maybe.
Could
you
be
know,
months.
If you're unlucky, then
could
you know,
be
it's
months. Yeah.
Months. Do you remember the story? And I forget where it was from, but there was some municipality somewhere. They had a shortage of jurors, and so the sheriff's deputies went around just grabbing people off of the sidewalk for whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
And no, you're coming with me. No, you can't go to work. Yeah. No.
We need you for jury duty.
See this? This says sheriff's deputy, and we need you for jury duty, so you're coming with us now.
Yep. Under threat of force, and that's how these things work. It's sad.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones, and we will get back into article. But first to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes, all Bukake, New Mexico.
I think you're calling in from New Mexico. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think you mispronounced Kraz's name. I think that was Crazy. And
you may be right.
Protect Livery. The atomic bomb. Several days ago, 73 years ago, my cousin's bomb blew up Hiroshima. And 73 years ago today, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, my cousin, Nobel Prize winner physics, for being the first person to split the atom, smash the atom, for his invention of the atom smasher, a.k.a. cyclotron, a.k.a. particle accelerator, a.k.a. collider, of which CERN, super collider, an end result. Yeah. Anyway, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, like I said, he's my cousin, and he, bit of history. He was born in South Dakota. His family came, two generations before him. His grandparents came from Norway, and they settled in, middle of nowhere in Indian country in South Dakota, and his parents were high school teachers and university teachers there, and he went there and then went to the University of Minnesota and then Chicago and then out, I think he was at Princeton for a while, and then he went out to California. Lawrence Livermore Lab is named after him. It's a weapons lab now. And like I said, he with literally $20 worth of materials, he built the first atom smasher, and he used that equipment combined with some spectrography, however you say it, if I'm saying it correctly, equipment that he merged the two types of equipment in order to use that machinery to refine uranium into fissile material that went into the all of the bombs in the first test, and then the ones that went into.
So was he happy with his invention that wound up killing a bunch of people?
Well, I know that ultimately after he died, his wife was unhappy enough with that she tried to get the family name removed from Lawrence Livermore Lab.
Wow, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Following a roundtable with governors, state attorneys general, and cabinet officials, President Donald Trump told reporters he wants to implement prison reform that includes training programs for those behind bars.
The bill expands vocational educational programs to eligible federal inmates so that more of them can learn a trade, and that's what we're doing. We're teaching them trades. We're teaching them different things that they can put into good use and put into use to get jobs.
With low unemployment and a tight labor market, Trump says companies are looking to fill positions even with former prison inmates. The roundtable comes during Trump's 11-day working vacation at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. At the Pentagon, Vice President Mike Pence unveiled the Defense Department's plan for a U.S. Space Force.
To prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And want to invite you, if you like the show, join the AMP program. AMP is short for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And your $5 per month helps us wind up doing those three things, advertising, marketing, and promoting the show, not only to prospective listeners, but also to program directors. Those are the people at the terrestrial radio stations that wind up making the decision to add us onto more stations. We're currently on about 190. I think we're just over. The number fluctuates a little bit, every now and then get added to one or two and then get dropped from one or two for various reasons. But we could very easily be on 250 or 300 radio stations, and your AMP dollars help us wind up doing that. AMP.freetalklive.com. And it's not just you giving us money. There are perks. There's an AMP-only room in the Discord, I think. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's emails that are specifically for amplifiers. Plus, probably the best part for some of the amplifiers is the ad-free version of the podcast.
Nice.
Which we put the podcast out for free anyway, but the regular podcast does have some ads in it. The AMP version does not have those. amp.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the story from West Virginia in just a moment, but first to the Discord, where we've got Big Ben from Canada calling in. Big Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, have you guys paid attention to the Tommy Robinson scandal?
I haven't much.
I'm aware that the guy wound up getting arrested for some kind of contempt of court for attempting to film a trial that he didn't have permission to film, and somehow he's been made out to be some kind of free speech martyr.
Yeah. Do you have an update?
Yeah, well, he was recently let out because in appeals it was determined that the trial proceeded too quickly, which the trial was held the same day he was arrested. And so he spent 40 days in prison in a Muslim-majority prison, which he's a outspoken critic of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically starved himself in order to avoid his food being poisoned by the inmates. But they are appealing the decision, and they set a new trial date again.
Who's appealing the decision? He's appealing the decision to be released, or the British government?
The government is appealing the decision of having him released based on the procedural error during the original.
Of course they're appealing that. They always wind up appealing decisions that say that they did something wrong.
Right.
Is that surprising that they would wind up appealing this?
No, I just found it. I was wondering what you guys thought, because you guys have shown to be more, at least, sympathetic to Muslims, but this guy was filming outside of a trial of a Muslim human.
Wasn't it alleged pedophiles? That's what the trial was.
There have been a bunch of allegations about various things.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the trial was that he was trying to film. And
supposedly,
thank you for the call.
I just want to get my own feelings out here a little bit, because I've heard that, you know, Free Talk Live is sympathetic to Muslims and things like that. I tolerate good people, and I don't tolerate bad people.
Right.
And that doesn't matter what religion you happen to be. If you're Christian, like I happen to be, or you're Muslim, you're going to fit into pretty much one of two categories. And I realize there's some shades of gray in there. Now, Tommy Robinson's kind of interesting, just the story, because he is very much an alt-right kind of guy, you know, and Free Talk Live has some history with some people that turned into alt-right kind of guys.
And that's alt-right with a clearly defined T, not an all-right.
All-right. But I think the question in the Tommy Robinson case to me is it's about whether somebody has a right to do things and say things that are unpopular. And I have no standing in saying one way or the other, because this isn't even our country. This is things that happen in England.
Now, to answer the last question about, you know, what do you think about the Muslims? Well, I have some friends that are Muslim. I also have some friends that are Christians. I have some friends that are atheists.
Right.
And as long as you're somebody that's going to respect me and respect my rights and not try to force me to live by whatever strange ideology you may have, I'm fine.
Yep, I agree with that.
I've known more people that call themselves Christians that want to enforce their views on me than I have met atheists that want to enforce their views on me or Muslims that want to enforce their views on me.
Well, it's easy for me to say, because the majority of people that I've met in my life have been Christian, because I've lived in the United States my whole life, and I've never really lived in huge, massive metropolitan areas with huge populations of anything.
Right.
But, you know, if you're using violence, that's abhorrent.
Right.
And if that can be in the form of, you know, unfair taxation, it can be theft, it can be requiring people to do certain jobs and slavery, like we've just been discussing.
Right.
Talking about jury duty and selective service and things like that. But it can also be blowing up a building, or it can be blowing up an airplane, or it can be doing whatever you want.
Right. These, and, yeah, and this is one of the problems that comes with trying to collectivize, which a lot of people want to do. They'll say, well, this person, which is part of this group, did this thing, so therefore everybody in that group did the thing. Florida man.
Right.
Just go to, just do a Google search or Bing or whatever search engine of your choice and type in quotes, Florida man. And you will see all kinds of horrible things that have, and strange, that have been done by Florida man. That doesn't mean that everybody from Florida is addicted to meth and has sold tickets to heaven.
Right. Yeah, and you can apply that to absolutely any group. There are a lot of serial killers that were probably white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Yes.
That went to church regularly. That dressed up like clowns and killed lots of people.
Gacy.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't paint everybody, and it drives me nuts when people try to paint huge groups of people with a broad brush, and it's just not that way.
When Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City Murrah building,
right?
Nobody wound up saying all Christians are terrorists because Timothy McVeigh blew up a building,
right? It's those white people again. Yeah, I mean, nobody says that. Nobody thought that. I'm sure there are certain people that probably did, but taking that approach is as ridiculous as saying that all Muslims are just out to kill
you,
man.
There are a billion people on this planet that follow some version of Islam. If they were all as violent as some people think they are, there would only be 1 billion people on this planet.
Right. And you can... And this is a slice in time, folks. What you're seeing is religions today. And religions today change and evolve. And Christianity certainly has had its points that it's not proud of.
The Dark Ages.
Yeah.
They're called the Dark Ages for a reason, because they don't want you to know about the history.
Right. But you can look at Seventh-day Adventists. You can look at, the Mormons. And you can also find these little periods where... they regret, what did we do that for? That was not really good.
Speaking of people doing things that they regret, let's talk about the West Virginia Supreme Court and the 4 remaining members being brought up with articles of impeachment by some legislative committee in West Virginia for maladministration, corruption, incompetency, neglect of duty, and certain high crimes and misdemeanors involving taking some desks.
Everything.
Looks like just regular desk. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcast to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and there's possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And not too long after we go off the air tonight, I will go to bed and get some sleep. And I'll sleep better with My Pillow. That's the name of it, My Pillow. And Chris, you have one as well.
I do.
You've been using it for several years. I've been using mine for about 2.5, I think.
Nice.
And the My Pillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep. It's designed to fit to your body, keep your head and neck in a proper position, and make sure that you wind up getting some of that quality sleep. Because when it comes down to sleep, it's not how much you get, it's the quality of it. Now, yes, you still need, you know, recommended 7 to 9 hours per night. Some people like to think that they can function on 4, but there have been studies showing that no, 4 hours of sleep per night over long periods of time is as bad for you as no sleep over 3 days.
Nah, I don't buy it, Daryl.
And with, I can send you the studies.
I believe it.
And
I live on about 3 hours of sleep a night for 20 years.
The MyPillow, you have 60 days to try it out with nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for one low price and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL.
And I will say those 3 or 4 hours of sleep I get a night on MyPillow.com, on My Pillow, are comfortable.
Yes.
I do appreciate that.
They are good. It's that quality sleep.
It is.
Generally.
It is.
So let's talk about something that's not quality, and that would be the West Virginia Supreme Court that might cease to exist.
Yeah. So we talked about how West Virginia has 5 Supreme Court justices. However, Justice Manus Ketchum resigned, which...
We gonna catch him.
Now we got 4.
Catch them all.
The 14 newly adopted articles accused all of the justices of overspending to remodel their offices and of failing to properly execute their administrative duties. Except for Walker, they were also accused of paying retired senior status judges more than the law allowed. Quote, "This is a truly sad day for West Virginia, but it is an important step forward if we are going to restore the public's confidence in the judiciary," unquote, said Judiciary Committee Chairman John Schott, a Republican. The full House is slated to vote on the impeachment articles next Monday. If approved, they would then move to the Senate. The next step would be for the Senate to hold a trial.
And I'm guessing that the process in West Virginia is very similar to the federal process.
It sounds like it,
where
yes.
The House winds up impeaching, but then the Senate would remove from office.
Correct.
And if the Senate fails to remove from office, then there are certain powers, I think, that wind up being stripped.
Maybe.
But they're still seated.
Yeah. So a way to think of this is the House, whether this is West Virginia or whether it's the U.S. government, sort of acts as a grand jury.
Yes.
To determine whether there is enough evidence to warrant a trial. And if
you've
so,
you've been indicted.
You've been indicted. You've been impeached. And if you have been impeached, then you go before the Senate.
Yes.
As for how the bench would be filled if any justices are removed or resign, David Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports that next Tuesday, August 14th, is the deadline for arranging a special election for November. After that, it would fall to the governor to appoint any new justices. Because Ketchum retired well before the deadline, his seat is up for a special election this fall. The timing of Tuesday's vote to approve the impeachment articles after a month of hearings and 1 week before the August 14th deadline was quickly criticized by Democrats.
Quote, hold on. So if they're saying that the vote was 1 week prior, then this seems to be off because this article was published on August 8th. And 8 is 1 week prior to 14, so it sounds like they either voted earlier this week or they're voting the day before the deadline.
Or they are counting business days or something like that that may reduce a couple out of
13
there.
13 is 1 day prior to 14.
The timing of Tuesday's vote to approve the impeachment articles after a month of hearings and 1 week before the... So Tuesday, they approved Tuesday, and Tuesday would have been what? The 7th.
Okay.
And 1 week before the August 14th deadline.
Right, but earlier up it mentioned something about voting on Monday of next week.
Yeah.
So they've either, miscalculated something or misstated something in here that's causing some confusion.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably more interesting things in this article than you and I quibbling over the dates that the
there
reporter
are. Let's
may
continue.
Have got wrong. It's a coup, said Delegate Barbara Evans Fleshour, a Democrat who is in the Judiciary Committee's minority chair. She added, quote, "They're dragging this out all summer long, and suddenly they put this on the agenda," unquote. Fleshour told NPR that she sees the timing of the impeachment as a ploy to allow Governor Jim Justice, a former Democrat who is now a Republican, to appoint the majority of the justices on the state's highest court. Any new justices would then serve until the next election in 2 years' time, she said. Schott has denied that any political maneuvering was at work, telling the Charleston Gazette Mail, quote, "Especially in an election year, there's going to be people who will spin it. However, it creates the most advantage to them. That's just part of the process," unquote.
So according to the West Virginia legislative website, they voted this past Tuesday.
Right.
The committee voted this past Tuesday.
Right.
The full legislature votes on Monday.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
So hence the confusion of both dates being cited, and then both things were votes.
Right.
One was just a committee, one is the full legislature. So the full legislature is voting the day before the deadline.
Right, for impeachment.
Yes.
Or against impeachment. In 2015, West Virginia voted to make its Supreme Court elections nonpartisan. But all of the current justices have been affiliated with the two main parties. And at the start of the year, the bench's unofficial makeup was 3-2 in favor of the Democrats. Lowry won an office as a Republican. Walker ran as a Republican in 2008 before being elected in a nonpartisan vote in 2016. Both Workman and Davis were elected as Democrats, as was Ketchum. Fleshour and Schott also differ on the nature of the charges involved. While Fleshour says she views the charges against Lowry as serious, she thinks the charges against the other three justices are, quote, a lot different, unquote, and don't warrant impeachment charges.
What do they warrant, then?
Yeah, that's the point. And when
if they're overpaying, you know, retired judges for work,
right?
If they're using, you know, money, shall we say, fraudulently to renovate their offices, if they're stealing or office furniture,
Call it what you like. I'm sorry you don't think that. If you think that those are okay things for public officials to do, move to Cook County, Illinois.
Well, she's saying they don't warrant impeachment. It's bad.
It's bad.
That they should be punished, but they shouldn't be impeached, and they shouldn't go to jail.
Right. Give them a slap on the wrist and send them.
No.
Send them back next year.
I will agree with one thing. They should not go to jail. What should happen? They should be removed from office, and as part of their punishment, they should be required to work a minimum wage job.
Or make restitution.
They can do that. While working a minimum
job.
They've made a lot of money as judges.
Right.
Go work a minimum wage job. Work at McDonald's.
Right.
Because going to jail is too good for these people.
I don't
because
disagree
with
that.
Because going to jail means that you and I, well, not you and I, because we don't live in West Virginia, but you know,
right,
the regular people of West Virginia would then still be forced to pay for these people to exist. They would be paying their food, their housing, their clothing.
Right.
These people should be forced to survive on their own.
Right. But I won't tell them what kind of job to get.
I will.
On that, you and I disagree.
Right. And the only reason I would say that as a punishment for these type of people,
right,
they've never worked real jobs in their life.
Well,
they've existed.
You're probably right.
Solely on taxpayers their entire life.
But if you agree with me, the part of this should be restitution for all their high crimes and misdemeanors, whatever monies owed back to the taxpayers of West Virginia. I don't care if they get jobs as high-end lawyers. I just want every cent of it. 90% of it.
Yeah.
They can have minimum wage after that.
Whatever. We'll agree to disagree on this minor point.
We do.
Yeah. Every now and then. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.